Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world. Today, we're back with Bible study. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. So go get your Bibles. Verse 6. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Ghost. 7. So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Arcadia. 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Arcadia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they, this is verse 9, themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Verse 10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Okay, let's look at 6. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. The Greek word for followers is mimetes, meaning imitators, to follow or imitate. Affliction, Greek, now you know I'm having problems with the Greek words. Philippus, usually understood as not a disease, but in this case, tribulation. Tribulation meaning great trouble or misery, severe trial. Now remember back during those times, the believers of Jesus Christ were going through hardships. They were being killed. They were being murdered. Remember that they were being rounded up, sent to the lion's den. They were eaten by lions. They were crucified. You name it. It was persecution of the Christians. So, tribulations. They went through tribulations and they had, or they did, believe. They had true belief. Not like today, where some of our people are doubtful. They're half and half. They don't believe because they don't see. But you know what? As long as you believe and you go through tribulations, you will come through. You will come through victoriously. Okay? Also, in verse 6, we see that they received God with a lot of joy. There is too little joy in the new converts today. Could it be that they, the new converts, do not see a true demonstration of the power of God in modern churches? I think not. I think a lot of ministers are there for the money. And as I've said before, they're running on schedules. They're too interested in getting out too early. And they refuse to let the Holy Spirit have his way when he shows up in their services. Tisk, 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 tisk. You know, let's look at verse 3 again. Verse 3 says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have faith? Are you working through a labor of love? Do you love your neighbor? Do you have patience waiting on Jesus Christ to come back? Or are you out there in the world? Have you been fooled? Are you believing the wiles? Are you believing the lies? Are you doing things that you should not be doing? How's your heart? How's that inner man? Is that inner man there? Is the Holy Spirit really in you? Are you walking with Jesus? In order to do that, you must love your neighbors. No matter what they do to you, love them. You have to forgive Forgive. Forgive. If they say something to you that you don't like, forgive them. If they do something to you, forgive them. You have to forgive. Moving on to verse 7. So that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Arcadia. Examples, the Greek word is tupos, T-U-P-O-S. These believers became models or patterns for all the churches. They were models not only of patience and hope, but in faith and power that worked effectually through all of them that believed. So basically, they were believers and they were in power with the Holy Ghost. They worked in power. They, most of all, they had faith. Faith. Do you have faith today? Moving on to verse 8. For from you sounded out of the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to God word is spread abroad so that we need not to speak anything. So wherever we go, we don't have to speak it because their faith shows. Your faith should show so that wherever you go, there's no need for you to speak anything because your faith is so strong that it shows to others. It sounded. Sounded is, I'm going to spell this word, E-X-E-C-H-E-O-N-A-I. Eskene, which means publish to sound forth. They fulfilled the great commission of the New Testament. They sounded forth. They talk about in verse 8, your faith showed. So their faith and their power were matters of conversation. Their faith and their power were matters of conversation among the heathen. The heathen, the Gentiles, or the people who didn't believe in Christ. That's what they were called at the time. If they had manifested only a formal confession of faith without the power, they would not have been model saints for other churches. This Macedonian church was considered at the time by Paul, Silas, and Timothy to be the model, what a Christian should do and what a Christian should look like. You should follow that model. This is only part of it. The Thessalonians' faith and power were matters of conversation among the Gentiles. They manifested their power along with their faith. Verse 9. For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Now, looking at verse 9, we notice that the converts were Gentiles. They turned from idol gods to worship the one true God and to wait for his Son from heaven. They were, in regards to living, God is called living, in sharp contrast to lifeless idols. You know, God is called a living God. That's in contrast to lifeless idols, things that you worship. Do you worship idols? Idols? An idol can be money. Is that where your interest lies, in money? You know what else is an idol? You know these crosses that everybody's wearing around their neck or they're putting on their doors or on the walls in their houses? That's an idol. In the Bible, God said, you should worship me in no other way. So, crosses are idols. A lot of people think that if they put a cross on their door, it'll stop the evil from coming in. It doesn't stop anything. It's an idol. It's just a piece of metal, piece of wood. It doesn't do anything. Why do they think that protects them? Why? Why do they even, I mean, why would you want to wear a cross, which is considered an idol? Jesus died on it. Why would I want to wear it? That's what he died on. Later, I will give you seven major Christian doctrines to serve the true God. But right now, I want to talk to you about verse 10. Verse 10 says, "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." Here, the verse says, "And to wait." Well, if you look at it, this is the first New Testament prophecy, which you find in 1 Thessalonians. The first New Testament prophecy. It is yet unfulfilled. Why? Because we're still waiting. He has not appeared yet. Okay, the seven major Christian doctrines. Number one, conversion, meaning to turn, to become converted, to become a Christian. Number two, true and living God, serve the true, the one true living God. Three, turn against idolatry. Number four, Jesus, the Son of God, is a doctrine. Number five, second advent of Jesus Christ, his second coming. Number six, resurrection of the Jesus Christ. Number seven, salvation. Salvation from the wrath to come. Those are the seven doctrines of a Christian belief. So, if you have questions, go to VickyTroopMinistries.org. Join the forum and ask us as many questions as you like. Listen for your question to be announced on the _way_podcast. We will answer you on this network. If you would like to join me on the way, contact me at VickyTroopMinistries.org, or if you would like me to speak to your group, contact me. This is Vicky. See you next time. Now I will read 1 Thessalonians 1 from the Complete Jewish Study Bible from Saul, Silas, and Timothy to the Messianic community of the Thessalonians, united with God the Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Grace to you and shalom. We always thank God for all of you, regularly mentioning you in our prayers, calling to mind before God our Father what our Lord Yeshua the Messiah has brought about in you, how your trust produces action, your love, hard work, and your hope, perseverance. We know, brothers, that God has loved and chosen you, that the good news we brought did not become for you a matter only of words, but also one of power, the Rosh HaKadosh, and total conviction. Just as you know how we lived for your sakes when we were with you. You indeed became imitators of us and of the Lord, so that even though you were going through severe troubles, you received the word with joy and the Rosh HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. Thus you became a pattern for all the believers in Macedonia and Arcadia. For the Lord's message sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Arcadia, but everywhere your trust toward God became known. The result is that we don't need to say anything, since they themselves keep telling us about the welcome we received from you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the true God, the one who is alive, and to wait for his Son, Yeshua, whom he raised from the dead, to appear from heaven and rescue us from the impending fury of God's judgment. You see, I know how hard it is for some of you to understand the King James Version. So I thought I would read the chapter from the Complete Jewish Study Bible. Once again, here's a summary. This chapter is letting us today, believers, know that faith is work. You cannot have faith in word only. That means just by saying, I have faith. You must fully believe. Believe it in your inner man. You must not have any, let me repeat that, any idols. Today, you may have a child, a house, a car, or a talisman that you wear around your neck or wrist. Or even today, a lot of people are getting their idols tattooed onto their skin. If it isn't an idol to you, then why is it constantly in your life or inked on your skin? It blemishes the vessel. Love your neighbors. Jesus gave us the command. He said to love God and one another. Have a hope in your heart with patience that one day Jesus will come back. Let your sanctified actions be a matter of conversation among those who do not believe. This is Vicki. I need you to comment, share, or subscribe. Or do all three. Thank you. Comment, share, subscribe. Comment, share, subscribe.